I uttered this phrase about a week ago, and someone asked me to repeat it, and whenever that happens, I know I have something to build upon. And I told a friend who was asking about entrepreneurship that something that I've learned in these 16 years of freelancing than entrepreneurship is to build a business that makes you better at the person that you want to be. And I never would have understood that in the beginning, because I needed to make money to feed our family, our newborn baby, and get us out of a job that we're looking to get out of. But as time moves on and experience raises and needs are diminished, the things that we want are different over time. What I wanted in 2005 is much different than what it is now. What I needed then is way different than what it is now. And just the idea of building a successful business for income seems much more shallow than it used to be. But if you could build a business where you get to be a better person from that business, from teaching it, from even learning in it, from serving your community to where you learn and become better, that's one of the highest forms of entrepreneurship. And it could be very similar with a job, but the thing about owning your own business is that there's no limits to what you can do with it, and you get to decide how everything shapes out. That freedom is very important to me, and I know to many others. So less than an hour ago, we got off of a call. Every Monday morning, one of our elite mastermind meets. Online, we meet for 2 hours. Every week, we have in-depth conversations. We go deep on meaningful topics, and then masterminding and brainstorming their questions, their problems, and helping them live their dreams. And each call has a series of nuggets that are valuable and important. And this morning, we had a somewhat impromptu conversation, partially planned, but that doesn't always usually go as planned, because the conversation leads into the things that people really want to figure out. And we're talking about the balance that we struggle with. Adam Zock asked a question about this in terms of how do we handle the freedom that we get? Because as entrepreneurs, we get much more freedom than we did as employees, but there's a huge challenge with that. And we're struggling with it right now, because the more freedom you get, the more disciplined you need to be. And I opened up and I told them that the first half of this year felt like the most unproductive 6 months I've had in a long time in business. Yet, in terms of what we've set in place in the past, it was more successful than the previous 6 months and the one before that, and probably one of the best we've had in a long time. But because of the balance being out of whack, I felt not only unproductive, but also lacking more purpose than I usually do. The discussion got real good. John Vandermeulen, Wendy Norman, Ken Carfagno, Adam Zock, Christine Huey, and me went back and forth very evenly in terms of our take on this and our struggles. How do you balance life when you have much more freedom than you used to? Because if you have too little, you feel stressed and overworked. You don't feel like you control your time. You don't feel like you're creative. But when you have too much, it's easy to feel unmotivated, to feel less productive, to miss out on that purpose that we feel from our work. Because each of us have been there where we've done the work, but we didn't feel a purpose from it. And that was a level we had to graduate from and realize I need that in my work. Otherwise, it feels empty. But Christine made a point that was really spot on, that hit with me and I know a bunch of others. And she's been through a variety of careers and jobs and gotten those experiences where she knows what she likes and what she doesn't like. And what she came to us with was she figured out that for her to have that balance, she needs 20 hours of structured, scheduled time to work. I found that very interesting because we tried so hard to build that freedom that we made it so that so few of the hours that I have to work are hours where I'm needed by somebody else. And there's a double-edged sword with that because it gives you that freedom, but it was almost too much and it led to more of a lack of purpose. I love doing the work, yet I want all that freedom. So she explained this 20-hour thing, and it's pretty rare when somebody can explain something and you can see the hole in your system immediately. And she explained it, and I saw ours, and I think others did as well. The 20 hours are the different things that she needs to do. There needs to be parameters around it. She is scheduled for it. It cannot be moved. And that always scared me because that felt like I was giving up my freedom. But I see it now more than ever. We're having a certain amount of time, 20 hours or 15 hours, 25 hours, whatever it is, that needs to be on the calendar, needs to be scheduled out. That gives that base, that structure, that consistency that so many of us can lose the more freedom we gain. And all these people talking about retirement, they want to stop working. If you are purpose-driven, if you like to accomplish things and help other people, and you want to have purpose for your own life and your own work, it's very hard to do without structure. Yet us entrepreneurs often are ADHD. Entrepreneurs don't want that. At least in our mind, we don't. But the more mature we get in this, the more we realize we do need it, at least some of it. Wendy Norman brought on that she goes one to the other, and she will schedule too much. And she finds that as an unhealthy balance as well. But she felt the same thing when she didn't have those weeks where she had anything going on, or months that she didn't have to do anything. She felt like she didn't want to do any of the work. The problem is we don't have somebody looking over our shoulder telling us we've got to do this. So we've got to develop that discipline within us so that not only do we have the meaning and the purpose and the momentum and the drive to do the work that we're meant to do and to build that business that makes other people and ourselves better, but also to have that freedom in terms of why we do this, to be able to spend time with our kids on a weekday. Like I was able to do for Andrew's birthday, I had my mastermind call, I recorded a podcast, I took the rest of the day off, and we went and had a great time. That's the life we wanted, not to not work at all or to not have any structure. Having that basic stuff set in the morning allowed me the freedom that came later. So that 20-hour rule was impactful for me. Maybe it is for you as well, I hope, because striking that healthy balance that we can work back and forth from is going to eliminate that emptiness that comes from having not much that you have to do and the overwhelm of setting up where you have too much to do. Just a nugget of wisdom from our amazing Monday Morning Elite Mastermind, and I will be back with you tomorrow.